Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris.
Then I go to my brother.
Hello, everybody. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris, the first Lyme disease featured program of its kind, where we visit with you every week and discuss tick-borne illnesses. And today I'd like to announce we're going to be doing something special until January 1st. The fifth caller today will receive an autographed copy of my award-winning book, Out of the Woods, Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit. So get your pencils out and write down the number 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And fifth caller today gets a copy of the book. So we have a wonderful show. We have John Donnelly, who we're going to check in with now, who is biking across America with Tick-Borne Disease Alliance for Lyme disease awareness. And then later on, we're going to be interviewing Laura Wild with a remarkable success story from Lyme disease. So right now, let's say hello to John Donnelly.
Hi, Katina. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm in Jacksonville, Illinois right now, and I'm on my way to the University of Illinois.
Wow, that's amazing. So I don't even know where Jacksonville, Illinois is. Tell me where it's located.
It's basically we crossed the Mississippi earlier today to go from Missouri to Illinois. And
very
Jacksonville
cool.
is about, 20 miles east of that border. So that's where
so
we are
cool.
right now.
That's great, John. How was it crossing? How was it crossing the river?
It was really beautiful and, definitely symbolic. I mean, that's the symbolic midpoint of the journey. So it was definitely a big deal and just really gorgeous. Obviously, a lot of history there. And we really had a lot of fun in Missouri and made some really good connections with people.
Yeah, so tell us about it, because last week you had just crossed into Missouri. So tell us how the week's been. What have you been up to?
Right, so we ended up having an event in St. Louis and also had a couple long-form interviews. So I sat down with a young man. He's 22 years old. His name's Jeremy Jackson, and he lives about 40 minutes outside of St. Louis. And he's been very sick with Lyme disease. He was at the University of Denver and has had to take, the last year off. He's had facial paralysis for the last year, and this is a kid who should be studying at school, enjoying the freedom of his youth, chasing girls, that sort of stuff. And he's kind of living, a half-life at home, and it's been a big struggle for him, and it's obviously something that I could relate to. And I'm glad that we were able to get a young man interview. So his story should be coming out through Facebook in the next couple days.
And that's
then
terrific.
And then I spoke with a woman in Kirkwood, St. Louis.
Yes. Yeah.
And she actually is pregnant right now. She's 2 weeks away from delivering her baby, and she has a pretty bad case of Lyme disease. So that was an emotional interview, a lot of uncertainty there. But she feels good about the care she's getting from her doctors. So two very different interviews, but that's really what it is. I mean, these diseases are chaotically various. It affects people of all ages, and we tell all the stories.
That's remarkable. Good for you, John, for helping bring awareness and attention to America with these remarkable interviews you're having with people. I mean, here you are out in the heartland, and there's Lyme disease, Bolden Center, right?
Yep, there's Lyme disease here, and there's a lot of other tick-borne diseases, some of which we probably don't even know about yet. I know the heartland was found in 2009, and that can be particularly difficult to diagnose and also devastating.
Yeah, very devastating, isn't it? So I feel for these people. You and I both walked the Lyme road. We know how arduous it is and what a long journey it is to get well when you're not treated quickly.
Exactly. And Jeremy Jackson, he says, you know, his main, most frustrating symptom is just the brain fog, the inability to think or even follow.
Right. I know. The brain fog is terrible when you can't even, you know, make a list or remember a name. It's very difficult.
Yeah, you just feel helpless.
Yeah, helpless is a good word. Now, how are you feeling? I know when we spoke to you last, you had just gotten through a tough spell with the Rockies and all of that. And how are you holding up yourself on the journey?
Yeah, I think everything kind of caught up with me. And I ended up getting pretty sick 2 days ago, just chills, you know, low-grade fever, couldn't really keep food down. So I decided, you know, the smartest thing to do was just take a couple days rest where I basically just slept the whole time. But now I'm feeling well, and I knew that this cross-country ride was going to be a challenge. I mean, people get sick on these rides all the time, and, you know, I'm just thankful that we have, you know, some flexibility, but I think now we might have to reroute. So we're still going to do the event at the University of Illinois in Champaign, but we may not be in Indianapolis anymore.
Oh, okay. So when is this Champaign event? So we can let our listeners know, for anybody that's in the audience that's near, they can come join you.
So that's going to be on Friday, and I think it's a Friday afternoon, and I'm going to be meeting with Dr. Brian Allen. He studies the ecology of infectious diseases. So this is an area that I haven't yet explored on this ride, but it's obviously very important. So I'm going to be speaking with him, interviewing him, and that too will go up on social media.
Oh, excellent. That sounds like a really superb topic. In fact, I should get him on Limelight Radio.
Yeah,
he'd be a great guest. And I'm sorry you didn't feel well for a couple of days there, but it sounds like you've rebounded.
Yeah, definitely. Drank lots of water, electrolytes, all that stuff. And today I have a lighter day, and the weather isn't bad.
Good. The weather's not bad. So now, off you go to Champaign, and then you'll be heading continuing east. And where will you be next on the list?
I'll be in the Cincinnati area.
Great.
And I know they have a pretty strong Lyme disease community there. And my sister also goes to school in that area, so she's going to be putting on a fundraising event for me through her sorority.
Awesome.
And I think, yeah, so I mean, that's really exciting.
That's great. I want you to get me that information both about Champaign and Cincinnati, and I'll get them up on the Facebook pages, and we'll get them on my blog site too, so people can come join you.
I'd love that.
Yeah, I'd love it. You're doing such a great job, John. I mean, this is so impressive, all these people that you're meeting and the message that you're carrying. And thank you for posting some of those wonderful videos that I've watched on YouTube. They're amazing.
Yeah, I just love the conversations that they're starting. And, you know, I just go on the Facebook every morning and see the conversations people are having with each other. And it it's feeling like, you know, there's a sense of community now. And that's something, you know, I envisioned when I planned this ride out. I wanted to create a national support system. So it's definitely fulfilling, rewarding to see that happening.
That's great. I mean, you're doing a remarkable job, and I know the feeling of wanting to achieve a goal and working towards it and meeting that goal. And it sounds that you're right on target. You're really achieving what you've been striving for. So congratulations, John. Keep up your beautiful work. We're cheering you on. We love checking in with you every single week. I'm always excited to hear what's been happening and how you're doing. So keep it up, and we'll talk to you, I guess, next week. You'll be in Ohio?
Yep, next week I'll be, so that will be after Cincinnati, and I'll be heading east from there on my way to West Virginia.
Fabulous. Okay, so we'll talk to you next week from Ohio. Stay well, have fun, and I want to remind callers, if you want a copy of Out of the Woods, call 800-930-2819. We'd love to give you this book. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Katina.
This is Limelight Radio. We'll be back after station break.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris. We are here on an autumn day in northern New England, and I am delighted to announce a wonderful guest who I am thrilled to have on. This is Laura Wild, who's visiting with us. And Laura is a freelance writer, a medical student, and Lyme disease patient advocate from Northern New York. Her dramatic story has been featured in the Discovery Channel and on the Learning Channel's Mystery Diagnosis, which chronicles her bitter fight for survival through a nightmare of complex medical diagnoses. She saw over 50 doctors on her quest for a diagnosis, and it was deemed a medical mystery. Laura was misdiagnosed as having fibromyalgia, Addison's disease, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, MS, chronic fatigue syndrome, and countless others. Determined to seek out the cause of her vast array of symptoms, she researched various chronic illnesses on the internet and began to read into the possibility of tick-borne diseases. The more she read, the more things seemed to make logical sense. Because of Laura's outdoor pursuit, she had dozens of tick bites in her life, all which had been dismissed for her onslaught of doctors. For almost a decade, Laura was essentially misdiagnosed. Finally, after suffering needlessly, she met the Lyme-literate medical doctor, Joseph Boriscano. And Dr. Boriscano discovered that she'd been infected with Lyme disease and co-infections all the time. Laura has had 5 years of aggressive treatments, and she is now a medical student and volunteer in the Lyme disease community, helping others receive the education, strength, and support they need on healing. Laura's Lyme disease story and advocacy website is now 10 years anniversary, wildcondor.com. So, Laura Wild, I'm thrilled to have you here. Hello, hello.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for having me on your show, Katina.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to have you, Laura. You know, both of us have walked the Lyme road. We both have very treacherous journeys, and I want you to share your story with our listeners. They need your dose of inspiration and hope.
Well, it is a journey, that's for sure, and it's a long, long, winding road, and I'm going to use the analogy of walking out of the woods for a lot of it in reference to your book, Katina, because I just loved your book. And
thank you.
I do a lot of different parallels with my story as far as, you know, coming out of the woods, which is, you know, and so to speak, what you really have to do. You have to, in the beginning, you know, really be your own detective and arm yourself with as much information as you can to learn about what's going on with you and what's wrong with you. But if you want, I can just give you a brief, my brief story. I mean, you already introduced it pretty well, but I can give you a brief intro to what happened to me and how I got to, I mean, it started, you know, Lyme disease was not very well known when I first got sick. And we're talking about like the mid 80s to the late 1980s. And, I was working, you know, I'm a huge outdoor lover. First of all, I love, you know, hiking, camping, wilderness, animals, everything. And not just, you know, going to your local park and camping for the night, but I'm talking about putting on a backpack and walking into the woods for 2 weeks with nothing but a knife and seeing if I can survive. So I had dozens of tick bites and didn't think anything of them at the time because there was no information available really about it at all.
Right.
So I worked actually in Lower New York State in Westchester County in high school in the Westchester County Conservation Corps, and that was a youth project to get, you know, children involved and teenagers involved in loving the outdoors and teaching them about conservation. And basically at lunchtime during that job, it was a job, you know, blazing trails, putting down, you know, rock step ladders and cutting down trees, you know, bushwhacking all day long. And at lunchtime, each of us would sit down with our brown paper bag lunch and count how many ticks we'd each have on our arms.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
And at the time, you know, I'm anaphylactically allergic to DEET, which I don't think works very well anyway for ticks. So at the time, all I was using was that Avon Skin So Soft to basically make the skin greasy.
Right.
And so we would all just flick the ticks off. And so I had so many bites that, you know, I lost count. And this would just continue for years. And eventually, it was about my sophomore, junior year in high school, I got what they thought was mono, which happens to a lot of people. They think that it's the Epstein-Barr virus.
Right. That's what
and that's what I figured I had, and it just never seemed to go away. I did have Lyme disease testing. It was negative. My doctors all said they doubt Lyme. I went to 3 or 4 different family doctors. They said, no, it can't be Lyme, even though I had bullseye rashes all over me. Okay. One physician did give me 2 weeks of doxycycline, you know, 100 milligrams twice a day, which now we know that's too low. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get better, and then my stomach couldn't tolerate it. So I ended up getting sicker and sicker and sicker and just assumed, okay, well, I had the treatment for Lyme disease. It can't be that. And carried on thinking, okay, I've got this Epstein-Barr virus, which ended up, you know, translating into this is chronic fatigue, this is chronic fatigue right. syndrome. And from there, you know, I got so exhausted. I was an athlete. I had to quit my high school sports, which was, you know, volleyball, basketball, softball. Right. My identity as an athlete was completely taken away. My identity as a family member was taken away. It was basically a nightmare, you know, when I was, 15, 16 years old. So, I can just keep talking forever here.
Well, you know, the thing is, you must have been totally relating to Out of the Woods, because I had the same yes. diagnosis with the Epstein-Barr virus.
Right.
I was an avid outdoor lover like you, hiking, camping, mm-hmm. you know, that was my passion, and athletic, yes. horseback riding, et cetera, and skiing. And yeah. to become so maimed and so crippled, and as you say, you get so isolated, especially as a teenager, my God, but
right.
you get so isolated, this illness just makes you draw in to your soul's
yeah.
center.
And it's very easy to get depressed. And, you know, early on as a teenager, you know, I went through these stages of grief for my sense of self and for my loss of identity, which at that point I did not have the tools to know how to handle. And
of
it was
course.
Mostly a little baby, just a child not knowing what to do. And my parents didn't know what to do because the doctors were saying, you know, it can't be Lyme. It's this chronic fatigue, but there's no cure and we don't know what to do. So I went, you know, basically started my own detective work at an early age, going to, you know, little small mom-and-pop health food stores, picking up, I don't know if you've probably seen that book, A Prescription for Nutritional Healing. It's this huge book. And
yes.
I would go in there and look for anything I could possibly do for fatigue and anything I could possibly do for energy. I did, you know, vitamin C and different herbs, echinacea, all these different ones, trying to get myself better for an 8-year period. And I missed out on, you know, college. I missed out on so many things. So I was grieving for my identity back. And it was a very, very, very long and depressing, winding road trying to finally figure out that it was tick-borne disease that was causing all of it. You know, I had been to literally 50 different physicians over that next 8 years, chronic fatigue specialists, infectious disease doctors, rheumatologists, neurologists, everything under the sun that you could possibly imagine, and every test run.
I know
this is a very, very, very common story with chronic Lyme disease patients, unfortunately.
I know. Well, that's why I wanted to have you on the show, to help share this with everyone, because we have so many listeners from all over the country and all over the world, actually. And people are lost and they're confused, and their doctors don't even realize they're looking at Lyme disease right in front of their very face.
Right.
And there you were with specialists, and they still were not figuring it out.
And you know what, Katina? They still don't. A lot of them really are just not trained to recognize, and they're not in the trenches to pick up these tick-borne diseases. And because they're still ever-evolving and more strains are coming out here and there, and the testing is so poor, that it's very, very easy to get stuck in a pattern of a chronic fatigue or a fibromyalgia or an MS or a rheumatoid arthritis without really getting to the cause. And I think my main focus, you know, with all the advocacy work I do, is to really get people to focus on the cause and find the cause. Don't just blindly accept that you have chronic fatigue and your life is over and you're ruined, or you have fibromyalgia and you're in pain and all you can do is take steroids or take painkillers your whole life and you're just destined to suffer. It doesn't have to be that way. You can overcome it if you find out what's causing it. And you really have to become your own detective. You have to buckle down and decide, you know, are you going to do this? Because nobody can do it for you. That's a huge thing. I mean, people just say, oh, my doctor will fix me. Well, no. Your doctor might not know how, especially when it comes to tick-borne disease. There are, I would say, I don't know, 50 Lyme-literate doctors in the whole country, maybe, that really know what to do. And there are millions of sick people with these diseases. And I think, you know, there was a recent statistic. There are 300,000 cases of Lyme disease that the CDC admits that that's how many there are. Well, I think there should be another zero added to that if you count all these people who think they have chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and MS. If all of those people actually might, and I'm not saying they do because I know those are real diseases, but they might have a tick-borne cause at the root of it all. And
definitely.
That needs to be found. That needs to be found, and that needs to be treated. And, you know, I've had friends for years that insist, oh, I have fibromyalgia, and I say to them, what's causing it? And they just look at me, and then look, I'm crazy. So,
right.
Like, you know, you really got to dig deeper.
I've got fibro, and I'm just going to take these drugs now, and I'm going right. to, you know, basically be dependent on them the rest of my life. I agree right. with you. There's some new studies coming out that's pinpointing some chronic fatigue statistics and fibromyalgia statistics that we can share when we come back from station break, because I learned them when I was out at the conference in San Diego a couple weeks ago. But Laura, stay with us, and listeners, sure. stay with us. This is Limelight Radio. We're going off for a station break and then come back. We're going to hear more from Laura Wild.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Blyer to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris, and we have a winner, fifth caller today, who is receiving an autographed copy of Out of the Woods, Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit is Rebecca Miller from North Salt Lake, Utah. So congratulations, Rebecca. I will sign Out of the Woods for you, and it'll come to you in the mail probably by next week. So we are visiting with Laura Wild, who is a remarkable person who has overcome advanced chronic Lyme disease, and she is now positioned to help many of you with her advocacy work find direction and hope for cure. So welcome back, Laura. Let's continue our conversation. We were in the midst of how chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, migraines, a lot of these different disorders that people are just sent home with drugs with actually can be tick-borne illness.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I had seen actually a study. Dr. Sam Shore from the Washington, D.C. area actually is a chronic fatigue specialist, and he did a study with 250 of his patients, and 99% of them tested positive for Borrelia burgdorferi bacteria in their bodies. So his own small study just proved that piece right there. I mean, that's pretty astounding information.
That is pretty astounding information. And like I said, it's crucial for all of these people who think they have been diagnosed with this syndrome. When you look at it, if you go to the doctor and you say you're tired all the time, the doctor says you have chronic fatigue syndrome, and you go home and you have your steroids or sometimes nothing, and they say there's nothing you can do, what you really need to do is get to the cause, keep digging. If your doctor just tells you, you know, you have a symptom, find out what the cause is. Go to another doctor. And in my case, I mean, I had been to so many doctors and misdiagnosed them with so many different things that what ended up finally leading me to find out that it was tick-borne was that I got another tick bite in the mid-1990s. And when I got that tick bite the same day, I got 104 fever, shaking chills, my heart was, you know, 150 beats per minute resting. My face turned bright red. I went to the emergency room and, believe it or not, was still sent home with no diagnosis. And that ended up was babesiosis. And, treatment for that made a big difference, but that's what sparked it all. And I had actually previously, right before that happened, had gone to the Dominican Republic for treatment for the chronic fatigue syndrome. And they're doing all kinds of things, IV vitamin C, IV hydrogen peroxide, a vaccine from Germany that was supposed to stimulate my immune system, like autohemotherapy, poly-MVA, all kinds of different things to hopefully boost my immune system to kill these viruses. And I had the Epstein-Barr, and I had the HHV-6 virus, right. and it was supposed to help stimulate the interferon to help my body fight off the virus. Well, actually, during that time when I was down in the Dominican Republic, you know, it's a rainforest. So I was in the hotel room and I woke up and I couldn't breathe. And I thought, oh my God, what did some of these treatments do to me? And I was down there alone. I was, you know, lacking family support at that time. And I couldn't breathe, so I didn't know what to do. And I luckily spoke some Spanish and called the hotel concierge. And the ambulance came and got me and put me in the emergency room. And that's where you can watch that on, I'll put the clip up from my mystery diagnosis episode where they show that. What happened was I had a bacterial pneumonia.
Yeah.
And the emergency room doctors gave me a huge dose of IV antibiotics. And when they did that, I got worse instead of better. And that was a Herxheimer reaction, but I didn't know what was happening at the time, just that I was in shock. And I was being packed in ice, and I had 107-degree fever, and then I was going to die, and it was all a blur. But that was a major turning point for me as far as figuring out the doctor saying something else is going on. There's a bacteria inside of her that's been brewing for years. Let's find out what it is. So eventually I did get tested for, you know, Lyme disease, Babesia, Bartonella, Ehrlichia. And that's when my, you know, focus shifted from chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia to tick-borne disease. And that was, you know, right around the year 2000.
Man, so it was this pneumonia in the Dominican Republic that got you into the hospital. Did they start testing you for the tick-borne illnesses down there, or was it when
they
you got back?
They did not. They treated me for the pneumonia, and then when I flew back, actually, to my parents who live in Lower New York, and there's a physician in Connecticut who was Lyme literate, and he tested me right away. And luckily for me, my testing was positive, because many people, it is not. Their testing is very inaccurate. But this test was done through Igenex Laboratories in California, and I came back with, you know, even CDC positive and positive on all the different co-infections. So I had about five or six different things at once, and that's when I started the I started IV antibiotics. And basically, after a few months of that, my doctor didn't really know what to do. So I ended up seeing three different Lyme-literate doctors in that area, and all three of them were pretty much afraid to treat me because I was so complex.
I bet.
And, you know, things have evolved, and the doctors have learned a lot more now than they did then. But I was such a tough case that the first two I saw really wanted nothing to do with me. And, in fact, one of them said, you know, you can't have Babesia, even though I had a positive test. And only if you can only get that if you're on Nantucket Island or Long Island.
Is it? Oh, my gosh.
You mean to tell me that birds don't fly and deer don't swim, and I couldn't have gotten this disease in Westchester County, which is basically Tickville.
Right, so. And it's like very close by. I know. But at least in Connecticut, unlike some of our listeners that are out in Arkansas or Utah, at least in Connecticut you have some doctors that are Lyme literate.
Well, I would hope so, since the disease is named in Lyme, Connecticut. I would hope so.
Right.
It is, I think it is, the treatment options and the Lyme literacy is definitely higher on the East Coast and also in California, but the Midwest is very much lacking in what I've seen as far as Lyme literacy and physicians that are available. I mean, every time I see a patient asking any doctors in Illinois or Missouri or Wisconsin, I say, sorry, but you're going to have to get on a plane. You know, it's just what I've seen. I mean, I think there are all different levels of Lyme literacy, and depending on how ill you are, you need to make the right choice for yourself. If you're, you know, acutely ill and you just got bit, that some of those, you know, doctors might be okay. But if you're a chronic case and you've been sick like I was for 8 to 10 years, you need to go to one of the best. And that's,
you can do that. Yeah, so then here you were now, and they were afraid to treat you.
They were afraid to treat me. One of the you know, Lyme literate doctors I saw in Westchester said, you know, he didn't want to be bothered with me going to the emergency room every other day, because I had been in and out of the hospital and hospitalized four times. Mm. So they didn't know how to treat my babesia, and the ehrlichiosis can, you know, really, really flare bad, give you a high fever. And I had, you know, they were worried about my spleen and my liver and my kidneys. Everything was starting to fail. And it was actually during one of my hospitalizations in Westchester that I came upon the book, Everything I Need to Know About Lyme Disease. It's an older book, but it was, you know, at the time, pretty much saved me. And I opened it up, and in there was information written by Dr. Joseph Burscano, and I saw that and what he had written. And I said, I need to find this guy. This guy seems to be the guru.
Right.
And so I did. So I went home. I mean, I let myself out of that hospital against medical advice. They'd thrown steroids at me, Vioxx. Mm. They diagnosed me, you know, chronic fatigue. It was a disaster. I saw three different infectious disease specialists. They all told me I was crazy. I got out of there, and I went online, tracked down Dr. Burscano, called them up, got on his wait list, which was 9 months at that point, begged, borrowed, kept calling persistently, had all my other Lyme doctors fax him. I said, please save my life.
Really?
And I waited and waited. And let me tell you, when I was waiting, I was teetering right there on the brink of dying. I was in a wheelchair. I couldn't take a shower without sitting in a chair and having my mom wash my hair. I couldn't brush my hair.
I remember those days too, Laura. I remember.
Yeah, you can relate, and I'm sure a lot of listeners can relate. Yeah, it was bad. And, you know, I needed IV fluids just for hydration to function. And finally, you know, I'll never forget that day when I walked into his office. It was like the giant weight of the world lifted off my shoulders.
Oh, man. What relief, huh?
He's my guardian angel. I think he's a hero to, you know, the entire Lyme disease community, and he understands because he had Lyme disease himself. So
I know.
That was even, you know, that even further cemented the bond I felt with him, and we formed a therapeutic alliance. And I said to him when I went, I said, listen, I said, give me everything you have got. I said, I want everything in this arsenal. I want to get well. I said, I'm a mountain climber. I want to climb mountains again. I'm not settling I'm not going to go buy a crochet kit and knit. I'm an outdoor lover. I said, do what you got to do. Here's my arm. And yeah. I said, get me well. And he really liked that I was feisty and had a good spirit. And I really think that more patients need to be like that, be really, really determined.
It's so true. You need to be, you have to have fortitude. You have to have deep commitment to the protocols, no matter what it is you commit to. You're not going to get better overnight. It's not weeks and months. It could be years of treatments. But you're right. You have to have a strong commitment, fortitude, right. And you've got to hold on to your spirit. That you know, that's absolutely the overarching thread that we each contain within ourselves, and we can have control over our spirit.
Absolutely. That is something that Lyme disease and all these different illnesses cannot touch. They can't touch your imagination. They can't touch your spirit. And if you control your spirit, then you control everything that happens to you, and you control your outlook. And it means absolutely everything to have, you know, a positive attitude. And people say, well, I can't just have a positive attitude, because they don't know how. You know, you need the tools to get
right.
It. And it takes a long time and a lot of work.
A lot of the work and a long time, and sometimes the assistance of someone else that is in the healing world that can help you access those inner healing tools. So I want to continue this conversation, Laura. We're on to something very important here. I mean, this is very dear to my heart. It's what helped me recover too. But it's time for our station break. So listeners, please stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio, and we'll be right back with you.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Blyer's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris. And I would like to say that we've got a caller on the line. We've got Frances from North Carolina. Welcome, Frances.
Thank you, Katina. It's nice to talk with you again.
Oh, I recognize your beautiful voice.
Yes, from when you came to North Carolina. Actually, I was calling to see if I could get the link for the show because I know two people in North Carolina that need to hear this message right now.
Right now. So,
one,
yeah,
her mother just got out of the hospital, and she's in bad shape, 104 temperature. They can't, you know, they keep saying, well, it's Epstein-Barr, but they're not doing anything for her, and I just want her to hear this message from someone else besides me.
Yes, so the link for the show is transformationtalkradio.com, and then put in search for Limelight Radio, and you will pull up today's show, or you could go right now to wblq.net, and that will bring the show up, too, right now, and they can listen online.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, but I can't get a hold of them right now, so that's
all
why
right,
I was so, wanting.
Well,
link,
I'll put it up. You put transformationtalkradio.com into the Google search tomorrow, and you can get the podcast, and you'll be able to hear this show, and your friends hopefully are going to get help from Laura and her wonderful message here. Thank you for calling
yes,
us, Frances.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Frances. Say hello to everyone in North Carolina.
Thank you. You're doing a great job, Katina.
You're welcome. So for the rest of our listening audience, we're back with Laura Wild, who is a remarkable survivor of, as you can hear, advanced Lyme disease and an assortment of co-infections. And Laura, I applaud you. You are such a brave warrior. And I know you have walked an amazingly arduous journey, and I believe truly in my heart that it is the calling of our spirit. It's those of us who are willing to take risk, to not be afraid, to reach out, to search for answers, to do what we need to do to overcome these obstacles and reclaim our life. It's that mountain trekker in you, the one that wants to scale to those highest peaks that helped you survive this illness. So yeah. I have a question, and my question is, what has Lyme disease taught you?
Oh, gosh. Well, Lyme disease has taught me so much that we could talk for several hours, but in summary, I mean, I feel really strongly about this. People use the term limey a lot in the Lyme community, and I think it's all cute and fun for, you know, for joking around and stuff like that, and it's all good and fun. But I think it's really important not to let this illness or any chronic illness define who you are as a person. The illness, it's real. You have to deal with it. You have to manage it. You need to find the tools to cope with it, go through all the different stages of grief, and then rebuild yourself so you can get well and move on to healing. But to me, I mean, the number one thing has been not to let Lyme disease and these co-infections become me. They are part of my life situation, but they're not part of me. And everybody can relate to this when you have, you know, everybody is a family member and you have an identity as a family member. When you have Lyme disease, that gets challenged. Relationships get challenged. If you love the outdoors, and so many of us do, you know, passionately love the outdoors, when you can no longer go and hike a mountain or ride a horse or, you know, you're afraid to hike or camp because of the ticks, that is a huge loss. And you have to go through those stages of grief and figure out a way that you can still enjoy your life while dealing with this as part of your life situation. It is not you. It's something you have to deal with. And I think that's the biggest challenge. And the way I've gone through it is, number one, like, be your own detective. You have to rely on yourself and only yourself to get the information you need to get better. You have to research, ask questions, ask your doctor questions. Don't settle for a doctor who is not Lyme literate. Keep going. Fundraise for yourself if you have to. Do whatever you have to do to get the best care and get yourself back on the road to healing. It's going to take courage. It's going to take bravery. It's going to take, you know, endurance, perseverance, determination, all of those things. But let me tell you, no matter how challenging and depressing and all of the, you know, the negativity that comes along with a chronic illness, it can be a gift. And I found out that during a really, really dark time when I would go to sleep and wonder, you know, hooked up to my IV line of antibiotics, if I would wake up again in the morning because I was just so sick. I felt trapped inside my body, and that's a really, you know, really scary thing, and it's a really hard illness.
It is. So,
it is, and in a lot of amazing ways, this disease has, you know, changed my life for the better, and I really would not, I mean, yeah, I'd love to go back in time and not get bit by those ticks, but it is what it is. It happened, and now I just need to use what happened to me as a teacher, help other people get better. You know, it changed my career path completely. I wanted to be an environmental scientist. I have 2 degrees in environmental science and biology. And, I'd love to actually be working in grassroots on the ground. I think we need to start with this, you know, right out in nature at the source of the problem with the ticks and do something to control it. And I don't see anything even remotely being done to stop the spread of these diseases at the source, just like you need to get to the source of your symptoms. We need to get to the source of this problem in nature globally, not just spraying each person's yard, which, you know, is great, but we need something much, much more widespread.
Definitely. It is definitely the epidemic of the 21st century, and it's surging. It's like a plague, really.
It's growing. It's the fastest growing infectious disease. It's even surpassed AIDS. And the fact that there is still such a political divide is a disgrace to me and to so many other people who are suffering with all these diseases. But, I would really say to anyone suffering who's scared and alone that you can get better. You can get over this. You have to, you know, ask for help and stay as determined as possible and don't just give up. Like, when people give up, I go over the deep end. I get so upset. Just, you have to keep fighting. It's part of your life situation. It's temporary, and you can get better. The resistance that you feel is like, you know, your fear masquerading as strength. So if you're defiant and you're being tough, that's your ego saying that this isn't really happening to me. You know, like, it's denial. And you need to work beyond that and create a balance of power, in my opinion, where you balance both your symptoms and the state of your mind.
Very true. I agree 100%. And we're going to do a show on this not too far down the line of what it takes on the inside, what tools we can activate, willpower, intention, affirmations, all of those inner tools that we can use to help rebalance, because the organism does have a vibrational field. It takes over our personal vibrational field. We get disassembled, and then we lose our power and we lose hope. And yes, the drugs help, but we also have so much inside that we can use to fight in this battle. And it is a battle.
It's a battle.
Laura,
it's a war.
You are a walking testimony to survival skills at all levels, body, mind, and spirit.
Thank you.
It's my honor to have had you on today. Thank you for sharing so much of your story with us and giving people the tools and the support they need to know that they can summit this mountain peak themselves, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can climb your mountain. And if anybody needs help, that's what I do. Go to my website. It's wildcondor.com. And I'll do my best to help anybody. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I'm a medical student. I'm a surgical and medical assistant, and I'm working to be a Lyme literate physician's assistant. But I'll give you all the tools I can that have helped other people over the years. So feel free to contact me there, wildcondor.com.
Wildcondor.com, and Laura's also on Facebook and on Twitter. Yes. And thank you. So thrilled to hear that you're going to be a healthcare professional. I'm also so thrilled to hear that you're going to be a healthcare professional. Professional helping others too. Thank you, listening audience. You are terrific. This is Limelight Radio. We'll speak with you again next Wednesday. Thank you.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit limelightradio.com. That's limelightradio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Then I go to my brother.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com. On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.